So in that Yale Globalization article that we discussed in the January 13 blog, The Panopticon Illustrated Part 2, the author was saying what I've also heard Emmanuel Wallerstein say, that empires fall, that hegemonic states are, or the way Wallerstein put it is, hegemons are self-liquidating. And this was discussed also on the December 2nd, 2012 show, in which we said that the global economy exposes the con nationalism. And that's what we're seeing. Egypt, he's given us so many gifts. I mean, my heart is full. I don't have words to express our debt to them. But here's the latest one. They are showing us this. They are illustrating this, that the global economy exposes the con nationalism, as it exposes that rulers or elites have only one allegiance, and that is to power. It doesn't mean whether you're in Egypt or China or Russia or wherever. It's a world economy. Ruling elites in every state, nation state, have only one allegiance, and that is to power. And we also said on that December 2nd show that global scarcity, what they call austerity, eliminates the need for economic ideology, as scarcity is self-justifying, right? That's once again, Bentham and Townsend's point. You know, if you keep them hungry, all we can think about is, where do we get food? You don't need an ideology to con us because we're too busy just trying to stay alive. Well, that's the world they have planned for us. Oh, you know, they have some winners in there, as we've been talking about in recent shows. But this isn't the world we want, where a few people can eat and a few people have to wonder where they're going to get food or if they're going to get food. So we also asked in that December 2nd, 2012 show, so if economic ideology isn't needed anymore because austerity has eliminated the need for it, which is why they can say goodbye to capitalism as an ideology, because, you know, we don't need you anymore. You know, the world economy did its work, brought everybody in. That job is done. So, I mean, you could argue that's true for the con nationalism, too. We're going to be talking about that. So we asked, if there's no need for economic ideology, what ideology replaces it? Remember Ugo's words, no vacuum in the human heart? Power seems to have recognized that need of ours to have some meaning to our lives.